If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Pippa Slattery is a writer and a regular contributor to TIP Today. Now, over the last few days, she's been posting on her Facebook page about her anger on hearing about a wage increase for politicians. I spoke to her yesterday to find out why she is so cross.
I'm extremely cross. So cross that yesterday I just felt frozen. I felt I was powerless. I felt I didn't have a voice. And I usually have a strong voice about these sort of things. And when I just saw that they were looking at this pay increase, it sent me into a very deep depression, which I hadn't been in throughout COVID. I'd kept myself, you know, very sort of well-spirited and healthy and good. And I'm really angry, really angry. They do not deserve it. And they certainly don't deserve a pay increase behind our backs when we're concentrating and trying to survive on COVID, when there's so much need for pay increases in other sectors.
Now, they will tell you, Pippa, as you well know, that it's linked to the increases that go to civil servants anyway, and that they can't do anything about that.
Rubbish. Of course they can do it. They're the leaders of the country. They make the rules. I mean, that's a very easy way to say, oh, I'm really sorry, can't do anything about this, putting more money into our banks. They could change the rules. They could stop their increases. They could just say, no, not this year. Actually, our care workers, our nurses, our junior doctors, our childcare workers, maybe we'll give it to them. Just this year, when we're in so much crisis. They're not even in the Doyle half the time. And they live off their expenses. They don't need 100 grand a year salaries and more.
And do you think they should separate themselves from public service pay then?
Yes. Well, I don't know, because I'm not an accountant. Emotionally, yes. I think that there are plenty of, I mean, don't ask me for examples right now, but there are examples where leaders and politicians around the world have actually said, look, half my pay is going to go to sort of health workers. I think the who's the Prime Minister in New Zealand? I think she did that, but don't hold me to that.
Yes, and some members of Sinn Féin indeed have decided to
Sinn Féin have
not
been
to accept.
Doing it,
yeah.
Saying this is going to go to the... Because they... I mean, who needs 100,000 right now? I mean, we're barely putting our noses outside our doors. It's pure greed. And yes, I think they should walk away from those. Oh, we can't do anything about it. And if they really can't do anything about it, then give a percentage of their increase, give their entire increase to the people who need it.
You said at the very top, Pippa, that you said they didn't deserve it. Is that looking at their performance, do you think?
They're making a complete hames of this country. And the, I mean, how this country went from being the best in COVID terms to the worst. It was because from stupidity they allowed this country to open over Christmas. They know it. They haven't handled this well. They're not handling the vaccinations well. They're actually not doing anything well at the moment. Everyone is dissatisfied with this government.
They might say to you that what happened coming up to Christmas, that everybody was scrambling for some form of opening up, and they simply followed the demand of the population.
Well, no other country around Europe had not quite the sort of disaster we did. I mean, we went from being really good to the worst in Europe, if not the worst in the world per capita. Something went wrong. And yes, I mean, we do like our parties and we do like this, but there are so many people doing everything by the book, not seeing anyone. Most of the people I know, so many people live alone, they're not going outside their doors. You know, but our Taoiseach wants to go to America to give a bowl of...
And now it turns out he wasn't invited in the first place, so...
I know.
It's rather embarrassing.
But he stood there on television and said, yes, I'll go if I'm invited, to give a bowl of shamrock to a president who's not interested, and that shamrock would probably end up in the bin.
Right. But, of course, the argument there is that, you know, not many people get that kind of access to the White House, and while it's going, you should grab it as a country.
No, not during COVID, not when he's making, you know, when we're all in lockdown and we're all trying to fight this virus all together. There's got to be some common sense. What are you... they're not showing much common sense at the moment.
What are you making, Pippa, about all of the mixed messages that we're getting? I mean, you know, we're depending on interviews here and there to get little strands of information, try and put it all together. In terms of communication?
We're living in a world of miscommunication. I don't think it's just Ireland. I don't think it's just our politicians. But sort of, I don't know if it's got worse. It feels it's got worse since lockdown, all this miscommunication. I no longer know who to believe, what to believe on almost any subject at the moment, because with social media, with fake news, false news, good news, true news, it's a very confusing time for us all to live with. And I'm not only sort of blaming our politicians about that, but they never seem to be able to give a straight answer to any question. They're getting worse and worse. I hear them interviewed by you on radio programs. And a politician can't give a straight answer at the moment.
As well as being a writer, you're a spiritual person, Pippa.
Yeah.
What do you make of COVID? And as we emerge from COVID, will there be a fallout? Will there be...
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I really hope we don't go back to how we were. I think this is an opportunity for us to take stock of our humanity and of this planet of ours. I mean, so many wonderful, wonderful incentives are coming up at the moment. I was listening last week. Ben Ockrey was on it. It was about Letters to the Earth, it was called, of some of these lovely writers and thinkers and philosophers writing letters to planet Earth. And they were all saying, we hope we don't go back to normal, inverted commas, to going back to destroying civilization, to the planet. We have got to find a new way of being human, and I think this virus is giving us that opportunity to think.
Funnily enough, I became very cognizant of that when I saw the spacecraft land on Mars, on a virgin planet. And I
yes.
said, here we were with an interference yes. in that planet. My only problem was they could easily have been bringing bacteria that could be destructive
exactly.
to this
exactly.
planet.
I mean, we've destroyed this one. What are they planning to do? Going and destroying the rest? Mm. You know, we are, David Attenborough said a long time ago, and it's a horrible thing, but David Attenborough said we are a virus on this planet, and one day the planet will cull us. The planet's been here for billions of years, but humanity we're the only living creature who have ever destroyed our own habitat. None of the other animals do it. We have to find a new way to be human. This is giving us an opportunity to think about this.
That is so stark that we're destroying our own habitat. Well, hopefully we'll learn from it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. So, yes, on a spiritual level, I think this has come for us to say, just stop, take a breath. How do we want to go forward? Do we want to go forward and continue raping the planet of her oils and her, you know, all the... You know, the coals and all the I can't even think of the word right now, but sort of all her precious gifts and destroying each other and wars and fighting over religion and wars and all these stupid things. Or do we want to come in and start the healing process?
And that's Pippa Slattery speaking to me yesterday. How do you feel about that? Now, already listeners on, and again, they're aghast at the notion that in the midst of pandemic and all of that, TDs are getting a considerable, substantial raise in their salary. And again, let's hear from you, 1800 938 007. Something we'll be speaking about later on in the programme as well. And Doc put this up on social media last night, and it got a huge, huge